Papers Read on AI with Rob, keeping you up to date with the latest research. This reading is brought to you by Mars Race, Stake a Claim on the Red Planet, available on Android and iOS. Sad Talker. Learning realistic 3D motion coefficients for stylized audio-driven single-image talking face animation. Authored 2022 by Wenxuan Zhang, Xiaodong Kun, Zhan Wang, Yang Zhang, Xiaodong Shen, Yu Guo, Ying Shan, Fei Wang. Abstract. Generating talking head videos through a face image in a piece of speech audio still contains many challenges, i.e., unnatural head movement, distorted expression, and identity modification. We argue that these issues are mainly because of learning from the coupled 2D motion fields. On the other hand, explicitly using 3D information also suffers problems of stiff expression and incoherent video. We present Sad Talker, which generates 3D motion coefficients, head pose, expression, of the 3DMM from audio and implicitly modulates a novel 3D-aware face render for talking head. Equal contribution. Corresponding author. 1. Introduction. Animating a static portrait image with speech audio is a challenging task and has many important applications in the fields of digital human creation, video conferences, etc. Previous works mainly focus on generating lip motion, reference 2, 3, 30, 31, 51, since it has a strong connection with speech. Recent works also aim to generate a realistic talking face video containing other related motions, e.g., head pose. Their methods mainly introduce 2D motion fields by landmarks, reference 52, and latent warping, reference 39, 40. However, the quality of the generated videos is still unnatural and restricted by the preference pose, reference 17, 51, month blur, reference 30, identity modification, reference 39, 40, and distorted face, reference 39, 40, 49. Generating a natural-looking talking head video contains many challenges since the connections between audio and different motions are different. I.e., the lip movement has the strongest connection with audio, but audio can be talked via different head poses and eye blink. Thus, previous facial landmark-based methods, reference 2, 52, and 2D flow-based audio to expression networks, reference 39, 40, may generate the distorted face since the head motion and expression are not fully disentangled in their representation. Another popular type of method is the latent-based face animation, reference 3, 17, 30, 51. Their methods mainly focus on the specific kind of motions in talking face animation and struggle to synthesize high-quality video. Our observation is that the 3D facial model contains a highly decoupled representation and can be used to learn each type of motion individually. Although a similar observation has been discussed in reference 49, their methods also generate inaccurate expressions and unnatural motion sequences. From the above observation, we propose Sad Talker, a stylized audio-driven talking head video generation system through implicit 3D coefficient modulation. To achieve this goal, we consider the motion coefficients of the 3DMM as the intermediate representation and divide our task into two major components. On the one hand, we aim to generate the realistic motion coefficients, e.g., head pose, lip motion, and eye blink, from audio and learn each motion individually to reduce the uncertainty. For expression, we design a novel audio-to-expression coefficient network by distilling the coefficients from the lip motion-only coefficients from reference 30, and the perceptual losses, lip reading loss, reference 1, facial landmark loss, on the reconstructed rendered 3D face, reference 5. For the stylized head pose, a conditional VAE, reference 6, is used to model the diversity and lifelike head motion by learning the residual of the given pose. After generating the realistic 3DMM coefficients, we drive the source image through a novel 3D-aware face render. Inspired by FaceVid2Vid, reference 42, we learn a mapping between the explicit 3DMM coefficients and the domain of the unsupervised 3D keypoint. Then, the warping fields are generated through the unsupervised 3D keypoints of source and driving, and it warps the reference image to generate the final videos. We train each sub-network 2 of expression generation, head poses generation and face renderer individually, and our system can be inferred in an end-to-end style. As for the experiments, several metrics show the advantage of our method in terms of video and motion methods. The main contribution of this paper can be summarized as, we present Sad Talker, a novel system for a stylized audio-driven single-image talking face animation using the generated realistic 3D motion coefficients. To learn the realistic 3D motion coefficient of the 3DMM model from audio, XBNet and Pose VAE are presented individually. A novel semantic disentangled and 3D-aware face render is proposed to produce a realistic talking head video. Experiments show that our method achieves state-of-the-art performance in terms of motion synchronization and video quality. 2. Related work. Audio-driven single-image talking face generation. Early works, reference 3, 30, 31, mainly focus on producing accurate lip motion with a perception discriminator. Since the real videos contain many different motions, ATVGNet, reference 2, uses the facial landmark as the intermediate representation to generate the video frames. A similar approach has been proposed by Make It Talk, reference 52. Differently, it disentangles the content and speaker information from the input audio signal. Since facial landmarks are still a highly coupled space, generating the talking head in the disentangled space is also popular recently. PCAVS, reference 51, disentangles the head pose and expression using implicit latent code. However, it can only produce low-resolution image and need the control signal from another video. Audio 2 Head, reference 39, and Wang et al. Reference 40, get inspiration from the video-driven method, reference 36, to produce the talking head face. However, these head movements are still not vivid and produce distorted faces with inaccurate identities. Although there are some previous works, reference 33, 49, use 3DMMs as an intermediate representation, their method still faces the problem of inaccurate expressions, reference 33, and obvious artifacts, reference 49. Audio-driven video portrait. Our task is also related to visual dubbing, which aims to edit a portrait video through audio. Different from audio-driven single-image talking face generation, this task is typically required to be trained and edited on the specific video. Following previous work of deep video portrait, reference 19, these methods utilize 3DMM information for face reconstruction and animation. Audio DVP, reference 45, NVP, reference 38, AD NERF, reference 11, learn to reenact the expression to edit the mouth shape. Beyond lip movement, i.e., the head motions, reference 23, 48, emotional talking face, reference 18, also get attention. The 3DMM-based method plays an important role in these tasks since it is practical to fit the 3DMM parameters from a video clip. Although these methods achieve satisfactory results in personalized video, their method cannot be applied to arbitrary photos and in the wild audio. Video-driven single-image talking face generation. This task is also known as face reenactment or face animation, which aims to transfer the motion of the source image to the target person. It has been widely explored, reference 14, 29, 33, 36, 37, 41, 42, 44, 47, 50, recently. Previous works also learn a shared intermediate motion representation from the source image and the target, which can be roughly divided into the landmark, reference 41, and the unsupervised landmark-based methods, reference 14, 36, 42, 50, 3DMM-based methods, reference 7, 33, 47, and the latent animation, reference 25, 44. This task is much easier than our task since it contains the motion in the same domain. Our face render is also inspired by the method of unsupervised landmark-based method, reference 42, and 3DMM-based method, reference 33, to map the learned coefficient to generate the real video. However, they are not focused on generating realistic motion coefficients. 3. Method. As shown in Fig. 2, our system uses the 3D motion coefficients as the intermediate representation for talking head generation. We first extract the coefficients from the original image. Then, the realistic 3DMM motion coefficients are generated by XBNet and PoseVAE individually. Finally, a 3D-aware face render is proposed to produce the talking head videos. Below, we give a brief introduction to the 3D face model as preliminaries in SEC 3.1, the audio-driven motion coefficients generation and the coefficients-driven image animator we design in SEC 3.2 and SEC 3.3, respectively. 3.3.1. Preliminary of 3D face model 3D information is crucial to improve the realness of the generated video since the real video is captured in the 3D environment. However, previous works, reference 30, 51, 52, have rarely been a consideration in 3D space since it is hard to obtain accurate 3D coefficients from a single image and the high-quality face render is also hard to design. Inspired by the recent single-image deep 3D reconstruction method, reference 5, we consider the space of the predicted 3D morphable models, 3DMMs, as our intermediate representation. In 3DMM, the 3D face shape S can be decoupled as, where S is the average shape of the 3D face, UD and U express are the orthonormal basis of identity and expression of LSFM morphable model, reference 1. coefficients AER 80 and 3 € R64 describe the person identity and expression, respectively. To preserve pose variance, coefficients R(so, 3, and T equals R cubed denote the head rotation and translation. To achieve identity or relevant coefficients generation, reference 33, we only model the parameters of motion as SS, R, T. We learn the head pose P equals R, T, and expression coefficients SS individually from the driving audio as introduced before. Then, these motion coefficients are used to implicitly modulate our face render for final video synthesis. 3.2. Motion coefficients generation through audio as introduced above. The 3D motion coefficients contain both head pose and expression, where the head pose is a global motion and the expression is relatively local. To this end, learning everything altogether will cause huge uncertainty in the network, since the head pose has a relatively weak relationship with audio while the lip motion is highly connected. We generate the motion of the head pose and expression using the proposed pose VAE and XPNet, respectively introduced below. XPNet learning a generic model which produces accurate expression coefficients from audio is extremely hard for two reasons. 1. Audio to expression is not a one-to-one mapping task for different identities. 2. There are some audio or relevant motions in the expression coefficients, and it will influence the prediction's accuracy. Our XPNet is designed to reduce these uncertainties. As for the identity issue, we connect the expression motion to the specific person via the first frame's expression coefficients. So, to reduce the motion weight of other facial components in natural talking, we use the lip motion only coefficients as the coefficient target through the pre-trained network of Wave 2 Lip, reference 30, and Deep 3D Reconstruction, reference 5. Then, other minor facial motions, e.g., eye blink, can be leveraged via the additional landmark loss on the rendered images. As shown in Figure 3, we generate the T-frame expression coefficients from an audio window at 1, T, where the audio feature of each frame is a 0.2S MEL spectrogram. For training, we first design a ResNet-based audio encoder $A, reference 12, 30, to embed the audio feature to a latent space. Then, a linear layer is added as the mapping network PM to decode the expression coefficients. Here, we also add the reference expression BO from the reference image to reduce the identity uncertainty as discussed above. Since we use the lip-only coefficients as ground truth in the training, we explicitly add a blinking control signal ZBlink Euro, reference 0, 1, and the corresponding eye landmark loss to generate the controllable eye blinks. Formally, the network can be written as for the loss function, we first use LDistil to evaluate the differences between the lip-only expression coefficients RE, Wave 2 Lip, IO, A, 1, T, and the generated, 1. Notice that we only use the first frame IO of the Wave 2 Lip to generate the lip sync video, which reduces the influence of the pose variant and other facial expressions apart from lip movement. Besides, we also involve the differentiable 3D face render ROAD to calculate the additional perceptual losses in explicit facial motion space. As shown in Figure 3, we calculate the landmark loss licks to measure the range of eye blink and the overall expression accuracy. A pre-trained lip-reading network reader is also used as temporal lip-reading loss LRED to keep the perceptual lip qualities, reference 9, 30. We provide more training details in the supplementary materials. 4 pose VAE is shown in Figure 4, a VAE, reference 21. Based model is designed to learn the realistic and identity-aware stylized head movement P equals R6 of the real talking video. In training, the pose VAE is trained on fixed end frames using an encoder-decoder-based structure. Both the encoder and decoder are two-layer MLPs, where the inputs contain a sequential T-frame head poses and we embed it to a Gaussian distribution. In the decoder, the network is learned to generate the T-frame poses from the sampled distribution. Instead of generating the pose directly, our pose VAE learns the residual of the condition pose PO of the first frame, which enables our method to generate longer, stable, and continuous head motion in testing under the condition of the first frame. Besides, according to CVAE, reference 6, we add the corresponding audio feature, 1, and style identity Z-style as conditions for rhythm awareness and identity style. The KL divergence LKL is used to measure the distribution of the generated motions. The mean square loss LMSE and adversarial loss LGAN are used to ensure the generated quality. We provide more details about the loss function in the supplementary materials. 3.3. 3D-aware face render. After generating the realistic 3D motion coefficients, we render the final video through a well-designed 3D-aware image animator. We get inspiration from the recent image animation method FaceVid2Vid, reference 42, because it implicitly learns the 3D information from a single image. However, a real video is required as the motion's driving signal in their method. Our face render makes it drivable through 3DMM coefficients. As shown in Figure 5, we propose mapping net to learn the relationship between the explicit 3DMM motion coefficients, head pose and expression, and the implicit unsupervised 3D keypoints. Our mapping net is built via several 1D convolutional layers. We use the temporal coefficients from a time window for smoothing as PI renderer, reference 33. Differently, we find the face alignment motion coefficients in PI renderer will hugely influence the motion naturalness of audio-driven video generation and provide an experiment in SEC 4.4. We only use the coefficients of expression and head pose. As for training, our method contains two steps. Firstly, we train face vid to vid, reference 42, in a self-supervised fashion as in the original paper. In the second step, we freeze all the parameters of the appearance encoder, canonical keypoints estimator, and image generator for tuning. Then, we train the mapping net on the 3DMM coefficients of the ground truth video in a reconstruction style. We give the supervision in the domain of unsupervised keypoints using pound loss in the final generated video following their original implementation. More details can be found in the supplementary materials. 4. Experiments. 4.1. Implementation details in metrics datasets. We use VoxCeleb, reference 26, dataset for training which contains over 100,000 videos of 1251 subjects. We crop the original videos following previous image animation methods, reference 36, and resize the video to 256x256. After preprocessing, the data is used to train our face render. Since some videos and audios are not aligned in VoxCeleb, we select 1890 aligned videos and audios of 46 subjects to train our pose VAE and XPNet. The input audios are downsampled to 16 kHz and transformed to MEL spectrograms with the same setting as Wave 2 LIP, reference 30. To test our method, we use the 5,346 videos first 8-second video, around 70,000 frames in total, from HDTF dataset, reference 49, since it contains high resolution and in the wild talking head videos. These videos are also cropped and processed following, reference 36, and resized to 256x256 for evaluation. We use the first frame of each video as the reference image to generate videos. Implementation details all of XPNet, Pose VAE, and Face Render are trained separately and we employ Atom Optimizer, reference 20, for all experiments. After training, our method can be inferred in an end-to-end fashion without any manual intervention. All the 3DMM parameters are extracted through pre-trained deep 3D face reconstruction method, reference 5. We perform all the experiments on 8A100 GPUs. XPNet, Pose VAE, and Face Render are trained with a learning rate of 2E-5, LA4, and 2E-4, respectively. As for the temporal consideration, XPNet uses continuous 5 frames to learn. Pose VAE is learned via continuous 32 frames. The frames in Face Render are generated frame by frame with the coefficients of 5 continuous frames for stability. Evaluation metrics. We demonstrate the superiority of our method on multiple metrics that have been widely used in previous studies. We employ Fréchette inception distance, FID, reference 13, 35, and cumulative probability blur detection, CPBD, reference 27, to evaluate the quality of the images, in which FID is for the realism of generated frames and CPBD is for the sharpness of generated frames. To evaluate identity preservation, we calculate the cosine similarity, CSIM, of identity embedding between the source images and the generated in which we use ArcFace, reference 4, to extract identity embedding of images. To evaluate lip synchronization and mouth shape, we evaluate the perceptual differences of the mouth shape from Wave 2 lip, reference 30, including the distance score, LSED, and confidence score, LSEC. We also conduct some metrics to evaluate the head motions of generated frames. For the diversity of the generated head motions, a standard deviation of the head motion feature embeddings extracted from the generated frames using HopeNet, reference 28, is calculated. For the alignment of the audio and generated head motions, we compute beat align score as in Bailando, reference 22. 4.2. Compare with other state-of-the-art methods. We compare several state-of-the-art methods for the talking head video generations, Make It Talk, reference 52, Audio to Head, reference 39, and Wang et al. Reference 40, and audio to expression generations, Wave 2 Lip, reference 30, PCAVS, reference 51. The evaluation is performed on their publicly available checkpoint directly. As shown in Table 1, the proposed method shows better overall video qualities and head pose diversity and also shows comparable performance with other fully talking head generation methods in terms of the lip synchronization metrics. we argue that these lip synchronization metrics are too sensitive to the audio, where the unnatural lip movement may get a better score. However, our method 6 achieves a similar score to the real videos, which demonstrates our advantages. We also illustrate the visual results of different methods in figure 6. Here, we give the lip reference to visualize the lip synchronization of our method. From the figure, our method has a very similar visual quality to the original target video and with different head poses as we expected. Compared with other methods, Wave 2 Lip, reference 30, produces blur half face. PCAVS, reference 51, and Audio 2 Head, reference 39, are struggling for identity preservation. Audio 2 Head can only generate the front talking face. Besides, Make It Talk, reference 52, and Audio 2 Head, reference 39, generate the distorted face video due to 2D warping. We give the video comparison in the sup to show more clear comparisons. 4.3. User studies. We conduct user studies to evaluate the performance of all the methods. We generate overall 20 videos as our testing. These samples contain almost equal genders with different ages, poses and expressions to show the robustness of our method. We invert 20 participants and let them choose the best method in terms of video sharpness, lip synchronization, the diversity and naturalness, the head motion, and overall quality. The results are shown in Table 2, where the participants like our method mostly because of the video and motion quality. We also find that 38% of the participants think our methods show better lip synchronization than other methods, which is inconsistent with Table 1. We think it might be because most of the participants focus on the overall quality of the video, where the blurry and still face videos, reference 30, 51, influence their opinions. 4.4. Ablation studies. Ablation of XPNet. For XPNet, we mainly evaluate the necessity of each component via the lip synchronization 7 metrics. Since there are no disentangled methods before, we consider a baseline, speech to gesture, reference 10, which is an audio to key point generation network, to learn the head pose and expression coefficients jointly. As shown in Table 3 and Figure 7, learning all the motion coefficients altogether is hard to generate truth-worthy talking head videos. We then consider the variance of the proposed XPNet, both the initial expression O, lip reading loss LRED, and the necessity of lip-only coefficients are critical. The visual comparison is shown in Figure 8, where our method with O, the initial expression BO, shows huge identity changes as expected. Also, if we use the real coefficients to replace the lip-only coefficients we use, the performance drops a lot in lip synchronization. Ablation of pose VAE. We evaluate the proposed pose VAE in terms of motion diversities and audio beat alignments. As shown in Table 4, the baseline speech 2 gesture, reference 10, also performs worse in pose evaluation. As for our variance, since our method contains several identity style labels, to better evaluate other components, we first consider the perform the ablation studies on a fixed one hot style of our full method for evaluation, our full, single fixed style. Each condition in our settings benefits the overall motion quality in terms of diversity and beat alignment. We further report the results of the mixed style of our full method, which uses the randomly selected identity label as style and shows a better diversity performance also. Since the pose differences are hard to be shown in the figure, please refer to our supplementary materials for better comparison. Ablation of face render. We conduct the ablation study on the proposed face render from two aspects. On the one hand, we show the reconstruction quality of our method with the PI renderer, reference 33, since both methods use 3DMM as an intermediate representation. As shown in the first row of Fig. 9, the proposed face render shows better expression reconstruction qualities thanks to the mapping of sparse unsupervised key points, where accurate expression mapping is also the key to achieving lip synchronization. Besides, we 8 evaluate the pose unnaturalness caused by the additional alignment coefficients used in PI renderer, reference 33. As shown in the second row of Fig. 9, we plot the trace map of the landmarks from the generated video with the same head pose and expression coefficients. Using the fixed or learningable crop coefficients, as part of pose coefficients in our pose VAE, will generate the face-aligned video, which is strange as a natural video. We remove it and directly use the head pose and expression as modulation parameters, showing a more realistic result. 4.5. Limitation. Although our method generates realistic video from a single image and audio, there still have some limitations in our system. Since 3DMMs do not model the variation of eyes and teeth, the mapping net in our face render will also struggle to synthesize the realistic teeth in some cases. This limitation can be improved via the blind face restoration networks, reference 43, as shown in Fig. 10. Another limitation of our work is that we only concern the lip motion and eye blinking other than the other facial expressions, e.g., emotion and gaze direction. Thus, the generated video has a fixed emotion, which also reduces the realism of generated content. We consider it as future work. 5. Conclusion. In this paper, we present a new system for stylized audio-driven talking head video generation. We use the motion coefficients from 3DMM as an intermediate representation and learn the relationships. To generate realistic 3D coefficients from audio, we propose XPNet and PoseVAE for realistic expressions and diverse head poses. To model the relationships between 3DMM motion coefficients and the real video, we propose a novel 3D-aware face render inspired by the image animation method, reference 42. The experiments demonstrate the superiority of our entire framework. Since we predict the realistic 3D facial coefficients, our method can also be used in other modalities directly, i.e., personalized 2D visual dubbing, reference 45, 2D cartoon animation, reference 52, 3D face animation, reference 8, 46, and NeRF-based 4D talking head generation, reference 15. Ethical considerations: we consider the misuse of the proposed method since it can generate very realistic video from a single face image. Both visible and invisible video watermarks will be inserted into the produced video for generated content identification similar to DALL-E, reference 32, and Imagine, reference 34. We also hope our method can provide new research samples in the area of forgery detection. 9. Thanks for listening to this reading. For the entire paper and more, check out our homepage, papersread.ai.